ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः सो in this panchadashi Vidyaranya Swami's work called panchadashi we are seeing the first chapter tattva viveka prakaranam and here even though we have done some I thought I'll recap so that I can continue with the teaching so Vidyaranya Swami first establishes or makes it very clear jivatma swarupam being satchit anandah jivatma swarupam being chit sat anandah he establishes in the first 10 verses how jiva swarupam is chit and how the chit is the sat and that sat which is the chit is definitely ananda swarupaha this jivatma swarupam being satchit anandaha is established by Vidyaranya Swami in the first 10 verses of the first chapter thereafter from the verse number 11th 12th 13th and 14th in these verses actually he discusses the avidya he discusses avidya briefly there's a brief discussion of avidya in these verses then 15th verse onwards he actually introduces the main teaching of the entire Vedanta he introduces the teaching of Vedanta Shastram from the 15th verse shloka and what is the main teaching of Vedanta jiva ishvara jagat or is it jiva jagat ishvara or jiva ishvara jagat whatever it is jiva jagat ishvara no this is the main teaching so Vedanta actually drives home the fact of the oneness of the truth of the jiva ishvara and jagat so he introduces this topic of jiva ishvara and jagat and in order to help us understand jiva ishvara and jagat actually these are the three main factors unfolded in the Vedanta Shastram he introduces the prakriti which is of threefold see the prakriti threefold okay the prakriti he introduces prakriti Vidyaranya Swami introduces the prakriti to help us understand Jiva Jagadan Ishwaraha. Why we need to say this Jivaha is also Brahma. Jagat also is Brahma. Ishwara is also Brahma. Okay, all the three are one and the same Brahman. The truth of the three is one and the same. To understand that, he first introduces what? Prakritihi. And it's Prakritihi, I told you already, this Brahma Shaktihi is called Prakritihi. The power of Brahman is what? Prakritihi. And this Prakritihi again, we can say, is threefold Prakritihi. What threefold? Because Ataji recently beautifully wrote something. Other people who are not exposed to this Satas Panchadashi, they'll get confused for other people. That's why I'm repeating today. The Prakritihi itself is what? It's a name given to the power of Brahman, Prakritihi. And Prakritihi is threefold. See, the Prakriti has what? Three gunas. Means, Sattva gunaha, Rajo gunaha, and Tamo gunaha. Three gunas are there. But these three gunas, you can't really separate and see them through physical eyes. But you can understand the gunas being manifest. Okay? And here, the Prakritihi, if the Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi, the Prakritihi which has all the three gunas, but predominantly Sattvic. Prakritihi which is predominantly Sattvic is what? Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi is given the name Maya. Sometimes the word Prakriti, Maya is used to mean Prakriti also. So don't get confused. Understand Maya is what? Prakritihi. But why Maya? Differentiate Maya from Avidya? Because Maya is Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi Maya. So the Prakriti, which is predominantly Sattvic, which has adjacent tamas, but they're overpowered by Sattva, is called what? Maya. The word Prakritihi is a feminine gender word. That's why I say Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi. Maya. Then, we have the same Prakritihi and it's Maya. Maya is what? Sattva Maya is only one. Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi known as Maya is only one. Only one. Then the same Prakriti, if it is predominantly Rajasic, Rajav Pradhana Prakritihi is called Avidya. Rajav Pradhana Prakritihi Avidya. What is Avidya? Prakritihi. What is Maya? Prakritihi. What is the difference in Maya? Sattva Pradhana. In Avidya, Rajav Pradhana Prakritihi. It predominantly Rajasic is called Avidya. But one thing, Maya is one. But Avidya obtains in, Avidya is manifold. Avidyas are many. Then, Tamav Pradhana Prakritihi. You have to remember, all the three gunas are always in all the three. But the proportion varies. What is predominant differentiates one from the other. So, in Maya, three gunas are there. In Avidya, three gunas are there. Okay? Therefore, even the three gunas, but what is predominant? So you sattva is predominant, sattva predominantly sattvic prakriti is called Maya, predominantly rajasic prakriti is called Avidya. Then If tamah pradhana prakriti, there is no word given. Therefore, we take the word prakriti itself. Tamah pradhana prakriti is prakriti. Rajah pradhana prakriti is avidya. Sattva pradhana prakriti is maya. Now we got three words. Maya, avidya, prakriti. Now, you have to understand, these threefold maya, the threefold prakriti, the threefold aspects of prakriti, sattva pradhana, the predominantly sattvic matter, predominantly rajasic matter, and predominantly tamasic matter, known as maya avidya prakriti, now somehow becomes responsible for what now? Arrival or the introduction of Jiva, Ishvara and Jagat. Okay? Suppose now, here the Sattva Pradhana Prakriti Maya somehow paves way for the Ishvara. Which means what now? The Brahman manifested in or reflected in Maya is called what? Ishvaraha. You have to remember Maya is one. Therefore, we don't have many Ishvaras. Okay. Ishvaraha is only Ishvara. Only one Ishvara. Why? Because Maya is one. So the same Brahman, the consciousness, reflected in or manifest in Maya. Maya serves as manifesting medium for Brahman. It was called what now? Ishvaraha. And it's Maya and Ishvara, Maya and consciousness here are inseparable. Like what? Like the mirror and the reflected face in the mirror. The reflecting medium and the reflected face are inseparable. Therefore, this Maya and consciousness are inseparable. Okay? Therefore, what now? We say inseparable like the word and its meaning. What is Ishvara now? Ishvara is nothing but Brahman, the consciousness reflected in Maya or manifest through Maya is called Ishvaraha. Then, avidyas are many means what? Many avidyas means what? Same prakriti only, but predominantly rajasic, many. Therefore, in this same Brahman, the consciousness, manifested through or reflected in the avidya gets the name Jivaha. That's why avidyas are many, jivas are also many. Ishvara is one, jivas are many. Now, the same way, now this tamah pradhana prakritihi, known as prakritihi, we have there, so the consciousness does not manifest through the tamah pradhana prakriti. Why? Because, see, in prakriti, tamah pradhana prakriti, sattva guna is there, tamo guna is there, rajo guna is there, are there. But tamas is predominant in prakriti, isn't it? Tamah pradhana prakriti, known as prakriti, there tamas is predominant. Therefore, sattva becomes overpowered, rajas also becomes overpowered. Therefore, what happens? There is no manifestation or reflection of consciousness. Brahman as consciousness. But still, in what form? There is only Sat aspect of Brahman alone is manifest. Now I can tell you, in Ishvara, because the Maya is Sattva Pradhana, Maya is Sattva Pradhana, there is total manifestation. Total manifestation, therefore Ishvara has the status of being Sarvajnaha, omniscient, all-knowing, omnipotent. Why? Because the total manifestation. Why? Because Sattva is predominant. In Avidya, Rajas is predominant, therefore consciousness is only manifestly partial manifestation. There is only partial knowledge. Okay, all of you all can say. Whereas in Tamah Pradhana Prakriti, there is no manifestation. The Chit Amsham, the consciousness aspect is not manifest. So if you are Brahman, Satya aspect alone is manifest. So this consciousness reflected or reflected in the Maya is called what? Chit Abhasaha. Consciousness reflected in the Jiva, the consciousness reflected in the Avidya, known as Jiva, is also what? Chit Abhasaha. The reflection of consciousness or manifestation of consciousness in Maya, in Avidya, in Prakriti is called what? Actually, Chit Abhasaha. Chit Abhasaha means reflection. We can say better word is manifestation. Chit Abhasaha, Chidabhasaha. So the Brahman, the consciousness, manifest in Maya, the Sattva Pradhana Prakriti Maya, is called what? Ishwaraha. The same Brahman, the consciousness manifest in avidyas, many avidyas, is what? Known as Jiva. So because avidyas are many, jivas are also many. Now I tell you, and in Ishwara, there's a total manifestation, total reflection, because Sattva Pradhana, Ishvara enjoys the status of being the omniscient, omnipotent. Sarvagyatvam, Sarva Shaktimatvam, you know, Sarva Kalyana Guna Sampannatvam, etc. is possible for Ishvara. Whereas for Jiva, only half manifestation, therefore the half knowledge. And in Prakriti, Tamah Pradhana Prakritihi, known as Prakritihi. Okay? I use word again twice. Tamah Pradhana Prakritihi, known as Prakritihi. There is the Chit aspect of reality. The consciousness aspect, Amsha, cannot manifest because of the predominance of the Tamas. Then what is that? Only Sat Amsha. Only Sat Amsha alone is manifest. Sat aspect alone is manifest in Prakritihi. Therefore, in Tamah Pradhana Prakritihi, what happens? There is no knowledge. There is total ignorance. Understand? Prakritihi. Now, we are going to see here. This much you should understand before we enter here. So this Prakritihi, having the Brahman, the Sat aspect of Brahman, being manifest in prakriti, tamapradana prakriti. What are the, somehow the prakriti is capable of, now you can say because of the manifestation of the Brahman, the consciousness, as in Maya, then what now? Ishvara is capable of, or Ishvara is capable of enjoying the status of being the Lord. The Ishvara status, as all know, omniscience, omnipotence, etc. is possible. Whereas for a Jiva, because only partial knowledge is possible, because Rajas Pradana Prakritihi. Therefore, what happens? Only half knowledge means, therefore, error is possible. Erroneous perception is possible for the Jiva. The Jiva is objective. What now? Why there is error in the perception of the Jiva? Because every Jiva has half knowledge. Why? Ajapradana Prakriti, Avidya. Is it clear? Whereas in Prakriti, there is no chit aspect is not at all manifest. There's something beautiful about it. We'll see that later on, slowly. Now, all these are going to play their roles now. How Ishvara is going to play the role, Jiva's role, and Jagat also, how it is going to be. We'll see that. We have to remember one thing. That which is manifest in Maya as Ishvara is also what? Brahman, the consciousness. That which is reflected or manifest in Avidya as many Jivas is also what? The same consciousness. And that which is manifest as the Sat existence in all the, okay, the Jagat is what now? Same Brahman, the consciousness. That Brahman is what? The one factor, only one thing, which is there as the Sat in all the totally ignorant non-living things and partially knowledgeable Jivas and totally, knowledgeable Ishvara. All of them, what is that one thing which is giving the status of being the Jagat, Ishvara and Jiva, only one and the same Brahman, the consciousness. You should remember. Now, so, this Maya, you can say Maya Pratibimbita Chaitanyam. Maya Avahita Chaitanyam is Ishwaraha. Maya Avahita Chaitanyam is Ishwaraha. And therefore what now? Ishwara is what? Maya Avahita Chaitanyam Ishwaraha. Therefore Ishwaraha is Sarva Shaktiman Sarvajnaha. Why? Because the Maya is predominantly Sattvic. Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi Maya. Therefore, Ishvara is all-knowing, omniscient and omnipotent. Then, the Jiva, the Jivaha, the consciousness, the Brahman manifest in or reflected in this Avidya, many avidyas, is called what? Jivaha, known as Prajnaha. Prajna Jivaha, or Jivaha Prajnaha. Don't think of Vishwa and all, okay? We'll talk about now. Understand this much is enough today. Vishwaha, Tejasa, don't get confused. That this Jivaha, consciousness reflected in many avidyas, Avidya is known as Jivaha, who is Prajnaha or Prajna Jivaha. It's only half knowledge because of the Rajav Pradhana. So in Avidya, Sattvam is there or not? In Avidya, Sattvam is there. Avidya, Tamas is there. But what is predominant is, in Avidya, Sattva Guna is overpowered by Rajoguna. Therefore, Avidya is predominantly Rajasic. Therefore, there is Jiva is only has half knowledge. Not total knowledge. Now, this Prakritihi, Tamapradhana Prakritihi, తమో గుణ ప్రధాన ప్రకృతి. దేర్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్ ది తమోగుణ ప్రధాన ప్రకృతి కెన్నాట్ రిఫ్లెక్ట్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ డస్ నాట్ రిఫ్లెక్ట్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ దేర్ఫోర్ వాట్ ఐ సెడ్ ఓన్లీ సత్ అలోన్ ఇస్ దేర్ నౌ యూ కెన్ సే ది సత్ అలోన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ది సత్ ఆస్పెక్ట్ అలోన్ ఎనర్జైజెస్ ఎన్లివెన్స్ అండ్ ఆల్సో వాట్ makes the prakriti evolve into this universe. So this prakriti tamapradana prakriti known as prakriti alone evolves into universe jagat. What is jagat now? Tamapradana prakriti is capable of evolving into universe because of what now? The manifestation of sad aspect of Brahman, which is this manifestation is called what? Blessing. Okay, the matter with because of the blessing of consciousness alone, there is Ishvara enjoying the status of being Ishvara, Jiva enjoying the status of being the Jiva, and the Prakriti being capable of evolving into the universe. Why? Because the Prakriti, originally Prakriti, threefold Prakriti, Maya, Prakriti, Maya, Avidya and Prakriti, all the three are what? Three aspects of the only matter is of the nature of inertness. It cannot, isn't it? By itself cannot become, cannot even enjoy status of being existent. Therefore, it is the manifestation of consciousness, manifestation of Brahman as consciousness in total manifestation of Brahman as consciousness in Maya, partial manifestation of Brahman as consciousness in Jiva, makes this avidya and Maya, and also later third aspect of Brahman manifest in Jagat, Prakriti alone what now? Makes the Jagat evolve into the Jagat universe. Otherwise, they cannot become conscious and sentient. So it's going to, if you go step by step, become very, very clear. So Ishvara enjoys sarvajnyatvam, omniscience. Jiva has alpajnyatvam. And Jagat enjoys satta. Satta means what? Existence. So Ishvara, this Maya, Ishvara enjoys sarvajnyatvam. Ishvara sarvajnyatvam is because of Brahman. Jiva's alpajnyatvam is because of Brahman. And Jagat's satta existence is because of Brahman. That you have to remember here. So Ishvara has been discussed in the 16th verse. We saw that last class, okay? Then Jiva is discussed in the 17th verse. Now let us go to the class. I think now it must be clear. Is it clear? Now you won't get confused, isn't it? So Maya, Avidya, Prakriti, Prakriti, Maya, Avidya. Don't get confused. Prakriti, Brahma Shakti. Prakriti is threefold. And all the three, four Prakriti have all three gunas. But proportion varies from one to the other. In keeping the predominance of the guna, we say Maya, Avidya and Prakriti. In Prakriti, being Sattama Pradana, there's no manifestation of Chit Amsha, only Sat Amsha is manifest. And because of that, Jagat, the Prakriti is able to evolve into the universe. Now we'll enter here the teaching. This is the essence of the teaching of all these verses which we have seen now. The 16th verse discusses Ishvaraha. Maya bimbo vashikritya tamsyat sarvajna Ishvaraha. So sarvajna, Ishvaraha is sarvajna. Why? Because Maya bimbaha. Because if it is in the Maya. We had to go to 17th verse we saw last class. Avidya vashagastvanyaha tadvaichityadanekadha sakarana shariram syat prajnastatrabhimanavan. 17th verse discusses jivaha. This is what we saw last class. So, avidya vashagaha tu anyaha. See, the Brahman, the consciousness reflected in avidya. What is avidya? Rajapradhana prakritihi avidya. And avidyas are many. The word is known as what now? Known as jivaha. And that jiva is known as prajnaha. Prajna jivaha. And that avidya is also known as karana shariram. Avidya is known as karana shariram. And the jiva, the consciousness, reflected consciousness, manifest consciousness, identified with that manifesting medium, avidya is jivaha, known as prajnaha. Tatra abhimanavan prajnaha. So discussion of Ishvara, discussion of Jiva is also over. Now we're entering into what? Jagat. Now what is very clear now? Where is the difference now? Upadis are different. Avidya upadi, Maya upadi, then Jagat upadi. Upadis are different. Therefore, what the three different titles get, same Brahman gets three titles. Because of the Upadhi Veda. Who is Ishvara? Manifestation of consciousness. Who is Jiva? Manifestation of consciousness, Brahma. What is Jagat? No. Again, manifestation of Sat, which is consciousness. All them different. What the different names here? Because of the difference in the Upadhi. Difference is only in the Upadhi, but not in the reflections. All the three are one. Okay. Now here onwards, look at this now. This 18th verse onwards, we are going to see Tamav Pradhana Prakriti, which is Jagat. Tamapradana prakritihi, wherein Sat aspect of Brahman alone is manifest or okay, reflected, and is Tamapradana prakritihi, known as prakritihi, reflecting Sat aspect of Brahman is how it's going to evolve into, is capable of evolving into the universe. So now 16 Ishvara, 17 Jiva. Here onwards, Jagat. Tamav Pradhana Prakritehe. Tamav Pradhana Prakritehe. Tadbhogayeshwaragnaya. Now we are going to see this very close, slowly. Okay? Now how Tavapradana Prakritihi is going to evolve into the universe because of the blessing of Brahman in the form of existence. Tamav Pradhana Prakritehe. Tamav Pradhana Prakritehe. Tadbhogayeshwaragnaya. తద్భోగాయేశ్వరాజ్ఞయా వియత్పవన తేజోంబు భువో భూతాని జగ్నిరే వియత్పవన తేజోంబు భువో భూతాని జగ్నిరే తమః ప్రధాన ప్రకృతే ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ ప్రకృతి విచ్ ఇస్ ప్రిడామినెంట్లీ తమసిక్ తమ ప్రధాన ప్రకృతి విచ్ రిఫ్లెక్ట్స్ ఓన్లీ సద్ ఆస్పెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఓకే భూతాని జగ్గిరే జగ్గిరే మీన్స్ హ్యాడ్ ఒరిజినేటెడ్ బాన్ జగ్గిరే ఒరిజినేటెడ్ ఎమర్జ్ కేమ్ ఇన్ టు ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ వాట్ కేమ్ ఇన్ టు ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఫైవ్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ భూతాని పంచభూతాని జగ్గిరే ఫైవ్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ ఒరిజినేటెడ్ ఆర్ నో కేమ్ టు ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఫ్రమ్ వాట్ తమ ప్రధాన ప్రకృతి సో నౌ యు డు నాట్ థింక్ ఆఫ్ మాయా అవిద్య అండ్ ఆల్ దట్ తమ ప్రధాన ప్రకృతి ఫ్రమ్ దట్ అలోన్ ఫైవ్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ కేమ్ ఇన్ టు ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ వాట్ ఆర్ దోస్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ ప్లీజ్ రిమెంబర్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ సటిల్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ కాల్డ్ తన్మాత్రాహ తన్మాత్ర మీన్స్ సటిల్ ఎలిమెంట్ What are the, he says, Viyat. Viyat means space. Pavanaha, air. Tejaha, fire. Ambu, water. Bhuhu, earth. And when you put them together as a plural, Bhuvaha. Bhuvaha is a plural word. So don't say Bhuvaha. You take it as five. When you read the verse, you can say as what? Viyat pavana tejombu bhuvaha as a plural word. Otherwise, viyat akashaha pavanaha vayuhu tejaha agnihi ambuhu up water bhuhu prithivi earth. These five elements bhuvaha bhutani, the five subtle elements. Five subtle elements means what? They are not mixed, different, okay? When they are mixed, they are combined, they become gross elements. Now, individual elements, five subtle elements had originated from tamah pradhana prakritihi. Tamah pradhana prakritehe viyat pavanate jombhuvaha bhutani jagyire. How did they evolve from the Pradhana Prakriti? Very important. Minus the Ishvara, minus consciousness, there cannot be any evolution, isn't it? These were very important. Evolution means Ishvara must be brought into existence. The scientists always leaving Ishvara aside, they want talk of evolution. Evolution means what? Ishvara must be brought in. Ishvara Ajnaya. Ishvara Ajna here means what? Order. Because of the Ishvara in the form of order. Because of the blessing of Ishvara. Blessing of Ishvara means what? Now, because of the manifestation of Brahman. In the for as sad aspect, because of Ishvara Ajna means what? Because of the blessing of Ishvara. Blessing of Ishvara means because of the manifestation of sad aspect of Brahman in the Tamapradana Prakriti. Tamapradana Prakriti is capable of evolving into the universe. And for which the five elements originated from this tamah pradhana prakritihi. Otherwise it's not possible. I wrote the verse and kept here. Now, we have to understand the word prakritihi itself. Now, what is the meaning of the word prakritihi? Prakritihi itself means prakarshena kriyate anena iti prakritihi. That out of which something is made. That which can be changed. That which is subject to change. That which can be, you know, that which is pliable, that which can be molded, shaped, changed, is called prakritihi. In fact, prakarshena kriti yogyatvat prakritihi utti uchyate. Prakarshena kriti yogyatvat prakriti riti uchyate. Definition. I told you already. Prakarshena kriyate anaya iti prakritihi. Prakarshena kriti yogyatvat prakritihi. It means what? That which can be molded, shaped, changed is called prakriti. Now, you can say gold is prakriti with reference to ornaments. Why? Gold can be melted and can be molded into ornaments, isn't it? Like any iron can be melted and molded into things. Therefore, anything, all those things are what now? We can say prakriti only. That's the meaning of the word prakriti. So, because it's prakriti, from this prakriti alone, when the prakriti undergoes a change, then that a modified form of prakriti is called what? Vikritihi, vikaraha. Vikaraha means what? Vikaraha or vikritihi mean, vikritihi is a feminine gender word. Vikaraha is a masculine gender word. Vikaranam is a neutral gender word. But better is vikriti, isn't it? From prakriti, vikriti. Gold is prakriti, chain is vikriti. Modification. A modified form is called vikritihi. Now, if wood is prakriti and table is vikriti, iron is prakriti, any rod or any iron product is what? Vikriti. Okay, the modified form is vikriti, the modifiable is called prakriti. Changeable is prakriti. Changed form is vikriti. So here, tamah pradana prakritihi, known as prakritihi, because of the blessing of Ishvara, because the order of Ishvara, because of the manifestation of sad aspect of consciousness. Brahman, sad aspect of Brahman, prakriti is capable of evolving into universe. Therefore, from that prakriti, what now? The five subtle elements had originated. They came into being. Now, you have to, Ishvara Agnaya, they mean what? Now, for what purpose? What is the purpose of prakriti, this tavapradana prakritihi evolving into the universe, evolving into these elements and the elementals later on? Bhogaya, for the sake of enjoyment. Enjoyment, bhogaya, every word you have to see carefully. See, bhutani jagire, five subtle elements originated. From what? From tavapradana prakritihi. Why? Because prakriti is of the nature of undergoing a change. Then, the tavapradana prakritihi. For what purpose? Bhogaya. Because of how they originated, prakriti by itself cannot evolve into the universe. For the prakriti to become evolved, isn't it? It needs what? Blessing of the Brahman in whom of existence. then Ishvara Agnaya. For what purpose? Bhogaya, for the enjoyment. Who's Bhogaya? Who is to enjoy the world of objects now? Jiva. Not for Ishvara. Okay? Ishvara's enjoyment. The world of objects is evolved, created, not for the enjoyment of Ishvara, it's only for the enjoyment of Jivas. That is what a tad. The word tad is enough. Tad implies what? Jivaya. Jiva bhogaya. Tad bhogaya means what? Jiva bhogaya. For the enjoyment of Jivas, you know, Jivas are many. Why? Avidyas are many. Therefore, Jivas are many. Jivas are many because reflections are many, because avidyas are many. And jiva, only for the enjoyment of jivas alone, this elemental world is created through the creation of the elements. Why only for jiva's enjoyment, not for Ishvara's enjoyment? Because Ishvara does not need to exhaust his punya papa. Ishvara is free from punya papas. Understand, Ishvara has no punya papa. Ishvara has no karma. Ishvara does not need to exhaust any punya papam. Therefore, this Ishvara is not for enjoyment. Jivas alone have punya papams. Jivas only have ardha jnanam, ardha jnanam. Jivas only have now. Because of the nature of avidya, jivas have wrong identity. Then you know the adhyasa, adhyaropa, adna, asha, the karma. Therefore, jivas alone accumulate punya papas. Because jivas alone have punya papa accumulations, jivas only need to exhaust the punya papam. How? By enjoying punya pain and pleasure. Through the enjoyment of the objects, they can exhaust what? Punya papam in the form of, by going through pains and pleasures. Sukha dukkha bhoga. Sukha dukkha bhogaya. For enjoying pain and pleasure, pairs of opposites, they need what? Objects of enjoyment. Therefore, this jagat is created for the enjoyment of jivas. By what? By Ishvara in form of order, by the blessing of Brahman, upriam of existence, sat. Now, therefore, you have to be very clear here. Jagat is for the enjoyment of the jivas. Now, you have to do one more thing. Always, the tamapradhana prakritihi mean what now? Tamapradhana prakriti mean, that's why all the, any object of enjoyment has no knowledge. Understand now? Any object of enjoyment, bhogya vishayaha. Bhogya vishayaha, all the bhogya vishayas, all the objects of enjoyment are products of tavapradhana prakritihi. They can be objects of enjoyment only if there is no knowledge. Imagine if every object of enjoyment, especially object of any, you know, enjoyment also has the knowledge, what would happen? As you are sitting, imagine the chair is there. The chair is a bhogya vastu, object of enjoyment. If the chair has enjoyed only sadhya aspect of Brahman, if it enjoys, suppose imagine if it has the chitta aspect of Brahman, tamapradana prakriti, therefore there's no chitta aspect. Therefore, chair is sitting quietly as long as you're sitting. Every time you go and sit, the chair will push you away. If it enjoys a chitta aspect, isn't it? Therefore, all the, very interesting to know this, all the objects of enjoyment have only enjoyed sat aspect of Brahman. There is no chit aspect. Therefore, what now? They can be objects of enjoyment. Otherwise, they will also start eating us, isn't it? When we eat fruit, a fruit also will start, fruit can also come to eat us. Why? It is object of enjoyment, isn't it? Why? Because there's no chitta aspect there, only sabda aspect. This is something very nice to know this. Before it made very clear. Now, tamapradana prakritehe, from this tamapradana, predominantly tamasic matter called prakriti, Ishvara Agnaya, because the blessing of Brahman in the form of manifestation of Brahman, sad aspect of Brahman, from that the Viyat Pavana Tejo Bhuvaha, all the subtle, five subtle elements originated for the enjoyment of the jivas. So beginning of the creation, isn't it? Now he's going to talk about the jagat. The whole jagat is to be understood now. In one verse he finished jiva. In one verse he finished Ishvara. For jagat, we have big lesson. Lot of verses. Now, suppose if you ask the question, okay, this whole, so from the tamapradana prakritihi, elements evolved, and from the elements, again, everything is going, whole jagat is going to be evolved now for the enjoyment of the jivas, because jivas alone have punya papam. If we say, you have to ask the question, okay, this present srishti is determined by what? The past punya papam of the previous janma, previous srishti. Now, previous srishti was determined by what? Previous srishti was determined by the karma punya papas of the jivas of the previous srishti. If we keep on going, what is the first srishti? What is the first srishti which is the cause of the next, isn't it? That is what, that question should not be asked. Why? Because every srishti is what now? Continuation of the previous srishti. And this is a beginningless, endless one. Therefore, the creation what now? Beginningless, endless cycle. That is why we can never ask for the first srishti. Yeah, remember, finally, because the srishti is not the tatparyam here. Shastram is not at all interested in helping us understand how the creation came into existence and all that. The Shastram's aim is to help us arrive at the truth and our own real nature being the truth, thereby for us to resolve our identity in the truth to free ourselves from samsara. Therefore, Srishti is in the discussed not for the sake of really helping us understand how the Srishti, who is interested in Srishti. We are interested in our moksha. We are interested in our swarupa jnanam. Okay, to help us understand that Srishti is discussed. Therefore, we never ask this. The first Srishti, we cannot talk about because the beginningless, endless cycle. One thing is very clear. The Srishti itself is what, for what now? Bhogaya. Jivanam sukha dukkha bhogaya. Karma phala bhogaya, for the exhaustion of punya papa, by through enjoyment of pains and pleasures alone, this whole creation is there. And by who determines this? Because the blessing of Ishvara upon of existence here. And this we call what now? Ishvara chittam. This will is called what now? Ishvara chittam. Or I can say will of Bhagavan, order of Bhagavan. Which means, so Purva Janma కర్మ ఫల పూర్వ జన్మ కర్మ ఫల భోగాయ జగత్ సృష్టి. వాట్ ఈస్ జగత్? ద ఎంటైర్ జగత్ ఈస్ భోగ్య విషయ, ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్. ది ఎంటైర్ జగత్ ఈస్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్. An object of enjoyment is for exhaustion of punya papas one accumulated in one's previous life. Every time there is a birth, every time there is a srishti, every time there is what? Exhaustion of the past. It presupposes the past. And the past before the past. And which is the first then? No first here, no last here. It's a beginningless, endless cycle here. Which means, that's why we can all our punya, right and wrong actions, the right intentions, right motives, wrong intentions, wrong motives, punya, right action, wrong actions, we can always escape from the local law. Local laws, local court, local judges, you know, even local police, we can escape. But from Bhagavan's law and order, we can never escape. We will be pushed into this jagat again with the body, mind and complex. Isn't it? For what? For enjoying punya papa. That's why the court of Bhagavan, nobody can escape. Why? Bhagavan is the order. Law and order. That is also very important. Ishvara Agya, that implies here. So Ishvara Agya Jivanam Bhogaya Tavapradana Prakritehe Viyat Pavana Tejom Bhuvaha Bhutani Jagyire. This is the prose order. Got it? Okay. Not only this word, even other world, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, all the other worlds are also what now? All the worlds, any world means, any Lokaha means an object of enjoyment, which is only product of Tamapradhana Prakritihi. We have to remember that. Therefore, so now we have to understand one more thing. Agnya, the word Agnya implies Ishvara being the Nimitta Karanam. Ishvara being the efficient cause, intelligent cause. The word Agnya implies the Lord being the intelligent or the efficient cause. And tamapradhana prakritihi is what? Material cause, upadana karanam. So now we can say the consciousness obtaining of existence of the universe is Ishvara. And Ishvara is what now? Ishvara is the nimitta karanam. And here we say prakriti is the Ravapradhana Prakriti is the material cause. The word Ajna implies Ishvara being Nimitta Karanam. Okay. Now we'll go to the next verse. Now first what I have created now? Pancha Sukshma Bhuta Srishtihi. Creation of five subtle elements, unmixed elements. From what? From Tavapradhana Prakritihi. You have to remember, even though Prakritihi is Tavapradhana Prakritihi, predominantly Tamasic, this Tavapradhana Prakriti also has what? Sattva Gunaha and Rajogunaha. See, Maya, Avidya, Prakritihi, all the three have three gunas. But what is predominant? The proportion differs. In Maya, Sattva is predominant. In Avidya, Rajas is predominant. In Prakritihi, Tamas is predominant. So Sattva and Rajas are actually overpowered. That's all. Now, from this Tamapradana Prakritihi, the subtle elements came. There all the five subtle elements have what? The attributes of the qualities of the Prakriti. All the five of them have what? All the three gunas. Got it now? Now we are going to see here. Sattvamshai panchabhistesham. Sattvamshai panchabhistesham. Sattvamshai panchabhistesham. Kramadhindriya panchakam. Kramadhindriya panchakam. Shrotratva gakshirasana. Shrotratva gakshirasana. Granakhyamupajayate. Shrotratva gakshirasana. Granakhyamupajayate. Sattvamshaiv panchabhistesham kramadhindriya panchakam shrotratva gakshirasana granakhyamupajayate. All panch tattva bodha classes you have to remember here again. Same thing is repeated, but don't feel bored, okay? Now, forget about Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi Maya. Forget about Raja Pradhana Prakritihi Avidya. So, there Brahman with Maya is Ishvara. Brahman with Avidya is Jiva. Avidyas are many, Jivas are many, Ishvara is what? Now, we have what? Tava Pradhana Prakriti alone is now the topic. Tavapradana Prakritihi, we get five subtle elements. And each subtle element has what? All the three aspects. Sattva, Rajas, Tamas aspects are there in each element. There, Sattva Amshaihi Panchabihi. Panchabihi Sattva Amshaihi. Sattva Amshaha, Sattva Amshaha means Sattvic aspect of each element. Now, space also has all the three aspects, sattvic, rajasic, tamasic aspects. All the five elements have what? All the three aspects. So, only the sattvic aspect of the five elements. Sattvic aspect of space, sattvic aspect of air, sattvic aspect of fire, sattvic aspect of water, sattvic aspect of earth. So, sattva amshaihi. So, from through these five sattvic aspects of these five elements, indriya panchakam upajayate. Indriya panchakam upajayate. Now, first, pancha sukshma bhuta srishti. Now, you can say, bhautika, sukshma bhautika srishti. Five subtle elemental products, production or creation of subtle elementals. First creation of subtle elements. Now, creation of subtle elementals. What are subtle elementals here? Five sense powers. Jnana indriyani. Don't think of the gross body now. Only subtle powers. Seeing power, hearing power, power of smelling, power of taste, power of touch. These subtle powers means invisible subtle powers known as Jnana Indriyani. So, Indriya Panchakam means a set of, a group of five subtle sense powers. What are they? Shrotram. See the next one. Shrotra stands for Shrotram, the power of hearing. Twak. Shrotra, Twak, Akshi, Rasana, Grana. Akya means known as. See, five, the set of five subtle sense powers. How do you know sense powers? In the indriya. The indriya means, see the first sentence. Sattva amshehi panchabihi tesham. Sattva amshehi. Tesham means what? Of the five sattvic aspects of those five subtle elements. Kramat, respectively, dhi indriya means jnana indriya. Dhi indriya means jnana indriya. Dhi indriya is equal to jnana indriya. Panchaka means a set of, a group of five sense powers. The Indriya Panchakam. The Indriya Panchakam. A set of five sense powers. Known as what? Shrotra. See second line. Shrotra. Twag. Akshi. Rasana. Grana. Shrotra means Shrotram. The power of hearing. Twag. Power of touch. Akshi, power of seeing. Rasana, power of taste. Grana, power of smelling. Shrotra indriyam, Twag indriyam, Akshi indriyam, Rasana indriyam, Grana indriyam. Okay, the five, a set of five sense powers. Upajayate originates, is born, created through what? Five subtle aspects of, sattvic aspects of these five subtle elements. So, sattvic aspects of subtle elements alone become what? Subtle five sense powers. That is how Kramat. Kramat is there respectively. Respectively means what? So we have to say first, the power of hearing. Power of hearing is the product of sattvic aspect of the space. The Kramat means respectively. You have to go like that. The sattvic aspect of space becomes power of hearing. The sattvic aspect of air becomes power of touch. Sattvic aspect of fire becomes the power of seeing. Sattvic aspect of water becomes the power of taste. Sattvic aspect of the earth becomes the power of smelling. So, five subtle elements, the sattvic aspects of five elements alone become what now? Five subtle powers. So, five sattvic aspects of elements are the prakriti, and then what now? Subtle powers are vikritis. Subtle powers alone become this five. So now, pancha sukshma bhuta srishtihi happens from where? Sattva pradhana prakritihi. And from that, pancha bhuta srishti, we get pancha సూక్ష్మ భౌతిక సృష్టి, ఎలిమెంటల్ క్రియేషన్ ఆఫ్ సటిల్ ఎలిమెంటల్స్. సో కిండర్ గార్డెన్ దత్తబోధ క్లాస్ ఓన్లీ, బట్ స్టిల్ ఇట్స్ ఓకే, విల్ గో త్రూ దిస్. ఐ వాంట్ యు టు సీ హౌ విద్యారణ్య స్వామి డెవలప్స్ ద టీచింగ్. ఇది ద మెయిన్ థింగ్. సీ, సడన్లీ యు హ్యావ్ టు గివ్ ద హోల్ ప్రెసెంట్, నో, ది హోల్ పిక్చర్ ఆఫ్ వేదాంత శాస్త్ర టీచింగ్. వాట్ టీచింగ్ స్టార్ట్ విత్ జీవ జగద్ ఈశ్వర. సో ఫస్ట్ హీ ఇంట్రొడ్యూసెస్ ఈశ్వర, దెన్ హీ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ జీవ, ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు జగత్ నౌ. He makes it very clear what is that? Ishwara is also Brahma. Jiva is also Brahma. Jagat also is Brahma. But what is here? The Brahman reflected in or manifested through this Prakriti. Which Prakriti? Sattva Pradhana Prakriti is Ishwara. Same Brahman reflected in manifest through rajaprdhana prakriti on avidya is jiva, and avidyas are many, but jivas are many. Maya is one, Ishwara is one. Now we say, what about tamaprdhana prakriti? There is no manifestation of Brahman. The chit aspect is not manifest, only sad aspect is manifest. There is sad aspect only is reflected. For the Jagat has only Sat Abhasa. Jagat reflects only Sat aspect of Ishwara, Brahma. Okay? Whereas Jiva and other living beings reflect Chit aspect of Ishwara. All the three function because the blessing of one factor, one reality called Brahman. It's very clear. Now from there he goes on. Tamapradana Prakriti alone has all the three aspects, but still tamas is predominant there. And from the sattvic aspect of that five elements originated, subtle elements. And the sattvic aspect of five elements become five subtle sense powers. Now, but correspond, so that kramat is very important. Kramat means what? Respectively. Panchabhi tesham panchabhutanam panchabhi sattva amshaihi dhi indriya panchakam shrotratva gakhyasana granakhyam upajayate. Should not change the order. That's why. Which sattvic aspect becomes which sense power? That is made very clear. Then, now, antahkarana srishti comes next. Why antahkaranam is antahkaranam? What is antahkaranam? Antahkaranam also is a product of the sattvic aspects of all the sattvic aspects of all the five elements together, but now become the antahkaranam. So each sense power has only what now? Only one sattvic aspect has become the one power. Because it does not need to deal with or control any other. Seeing power need not control hearing power or power of smelling. There is only one power, one sattvic aspect. Whereas the antahkaranam has to govern all the five sense powers. Isn't it? Therefore, it needs all the five powers also. Therefore, he says, tairantahkaranam sarvaihi. Tairantahkaranam sarvaihi vritti bhedena tadvidha ಶಕ್ತಿ ಭೇದೇನ ತದ್ವಿಧಾ ತೈರಂತಃಕರಣಂ ಸರ್ವೈಹಿ ವೃತ್ತಿ ಭೇದೇನ ತದ್ವಿಧಾ ಮನೋವಿಮರ್ಶರೂಪಂ ಸ್ಯಾದ್ ಮನೋವಿಮರ್ಶರೂಪಂ ಸ್ಯಾದ್ ಬುದ್ಧಿಸ್ಯಾನಿಶ್ಚಯಾತ್ಮಿಕಾ ತೈರಂತಃಕರಣಂ ಸರ್ವೈಹಿ ವೃತ್ತಿಭೇದೇನ ತದ್ವಿಧಾ ಮನೋವಿಮರ್ಶರೂಪಂ ಸ್ಯಾದ್ ಬುದ್ಧಿಸ್ಯಾನಿಶ್ಚಯಾತ್ಮಿಕಾ. So here creation of the mind. How mind comes into existence. What is mind made of? What is the mind stuff? Isn't it? So here, taihi sarvaihi. Taihi sarvaihi means by the sattvic aspects of a, by all those sattvic aspects of those five elements. Sarvaihi sattvamshaihi taihi. By the, or through five, all the five sattvic aspects of all the five subtle elements. Antahkaranam, the mind comes into existence, or mind originates from what now? The combination of all sattvic aspects of all the five elements. So mind is the product of the sattvic aspects of all the five elements. Why? Because mind has to govern all the five senses. So each sense power has nothing to do with other sense powers. Therefore, they have only one power, isn't it? One is sattvic aspect. So the mind is the product of the sattvic aspect of all the five subtle elements. Why? Because the mind has to govern all the five sense powers. And that mind, called antahkaranam, known antahkaranam, which is what now? Sarvehi taihi, which is born of the five sattvic aspects of subtle elements, known as mind and intellect because of the difference in function. Vritti bhedena. Vrittihi means pravrittihi. Vrittihi pravrittihi means function. See, antahkaram is only one organ, one internal organ of instrument of knowledge. Use one internal instrument of knowledge, it is given two names. Two functional names are given to the one antahkaranam. Vritti bhedena, due to the difference in function. Vrittihi means function, okay? Vritti bhedena. See, the word vrittihi also means thought. Vrittihi means thought also. Vrittihi means livelihood. Vrittihi means here function. Please be careful. The word vritti means what, in which context, be very careful. The word vritti, thought modification is called vritti, antahkarna vritti. But here vritti means pravritti. Pravritti means function. Therefore, sometimes, we say vritti means, in Sanskritam, vritti also means what? Thodil. Palappu. We say this paikum vai, the livelihood. So in those days, the sadhus live uncha vritti means what now? They go for bhiksha and live their lives. Uncha vritti. Eppadi polakringa na? பிக்ஷை எடுத்து சாப்பிடுறேன்னு அர்த்தம், உஞ்ச விருத்தி. என்ன விருத்தி? சோ விருத்தி இஸ் எ லைவ்லிஹுட் ஆல்சோ, பிழைக்கும் வழிக்காக விருத்தி. பட் ஹியர் விருத்தி மீன்ஸ் ஃபங்க்ஷன், பிரவருத்தி. பிரவருத்தி பேதேனா இன் கீப் பிகாஸ் தி டிஃபரன்ஸ் இன் த ஃபங்க்ஷன், பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தி ஃபங்க்ஷனல் டிஃபரன்ஸ், தி ஒன் அந்தக்கணம் விச் இஸ் தி ப்ராடக்ட் ஆஃப் சாத்விக் ஆஸ்பெக்ட் ஆஃப் ஃபைவ் சட்டில் எலிமெண்ட்ஸ், தது த்விதா, இட் இஸ் நோன் பை டூ டிஃபரெண்ட் நேம்ஸ் டியூ டு இட்ஸ் ஃபங்க்ஷனல் டிஃபரன்ஸ். விமர்ச ரூபம் சாத் மனஹா. You call the antahkaranam as manaha, vimarsha roopam, when it is involved in the function of analysis. Vimarsha roopam means what? Vimarsha roopam antahkaranam manaha. When the same antahkaranam is involved in the function of analyzing, doubting, desiring, should I do this or not? Should I go there or not? Should I study this or not? What should I do? Which way, what, no? When you are analyzing, then it is called what? Manaha. Vimarshaha means actually analysis. Analyzing the good and bad, right and wrong, no? Consequences. If I do this, what will be the consequence? If I don't do this, what will be the consequence? Whatever is the consequence, what is appropriate, what is inappropriate? You know, we analyze this like this, no? We think. So this, you think and analyze. Whether if I do this, will be right or wrong? If I don't do this, will be right or wrong? What will be the consequence? Will there be loss or gain? Should I go for loss or gain? Even if it is loss, if it is right, I should follow or not. That is when you analyze, the analyzing analysis is called vimarsha rupam. The mind being the capable of analyzing, when the mind is involved in analysis, it is called manaha. Having analyzed thoroughly, then when you come to the conclusion, without doubtlessly, the nischayatmika buddhihi. Okay, this is what is right. This is what I should do. Then there's a firm decision is made through analysis. When you arrive at the conclusion, that is called what? That is also what? Who decides finally? The mind is involved in the function of deciding, concluding, clearly, then this mind is called buddhihi. So, nischayatmika buddhihi syat, vimarsharupam manaha syat. Vimarsharupam manaha, nischayatmika buddhihi. These two, who's doing? Same antakkanam is doing two. Because of these two different functions, the same antakkaram is given two different names as manaha and buddhihi. Involved in the function of analyzing, it is called mind. When you involve in the function of deciding, being decisive, it is called buddhihi. Manaha, buddhihi are two different functional names given to the one organ called manaha, which is the product of sattvic aspect of all the five subtle elements. We are not at come to gross elements at all. Don't forget. We are only in sattvic, subtle elements. Now we have known what? We are subtle elements, creation of subtle elements and the creation of sattvic elementals. Subtle elementals, mind and the sense powers. So mind is a product of sattvic aspect of all the five subtle elements and it has two different functional names as manaha and buddhihi. and we have the sense powers are the products of sattvic aspects of its corresponding subtle elements. And there are products of what? Tamah pradhana prakritehe. They all have come into existence. For what? Because of the blessing of who? Because of the order of Ishvara. Because of the Ishvara obtaining in the form of order. Because the blessing of Ishvara. Because the manifestation of Brahman. Sat aspect of Brahman in the Prakriti. This evolution on the part of Prakriti is possible. Understand? Prakriti by itself cannot evolve. Which we'll see very beautifully in Chandogyam also later on. Anyway. So I think we'll stop here. Let us see these verses once and then we can stop. Hereafter I thought, I started and then I got of confusions. Tamah pradhana prakritehe tadbhogayeshwaragnyaya viyatpavanate jombu bhugo bhutani jagnire. Tamah pradhana prakritehe. From the Tamah Pradhana Prakritihi, Ishvara Agnaya, by the Ishvara as the Nimitta Kara, as the intelligent cause in the form of order, we get the blessing of the Sat aspect of Brahman. Tad Bhogaya, for the enjoyment of Jivas, five subtle elements had originated, they were created. Then, sattvam shai pancha bhistesham kramadhindriya panchakam shrotratva gakshirasana granakhyam upajayate. So, tesham pancha bhi sattvam shaihi. So, the five from the with the five subtle aspects, sattvic aspects of the five subtle elements, five sense organs, a set of five sense powers, indriya panchakam, a set of five subtle sense powers, kramat respectively, came into existence, originated. Was born in terms of seeing power, power of touch, power of seeing, power of taste, power of smelling, etc. Look at the last one. Tairantah karanam sarvaihi vritti bhedena tadvidha manovimarsha rupam syat buddhisyanischayatmika. So, taihi sarvaihi means taihi sarvaihi panchabihi sattvamshaihi. That's the meaning. So, by those all the five, the sattvic aspects of all the five elements, subtle elements, antahkaranam originated. The mind came into existence. And that mind, because of the difference in functions, okay, functional difference is known as dvidha. It is known as mind, but it is involved in the function of analyzing. Then it is involved in the function of deciding and concluding, arriving at the conclusion, it is called buddhihi. Nischayatmika buddhihi vimarsharupam manaha. These two, manaha and buddhi, are two functional names of the only organ called antahkaranam, which is a product of sattvic aspect of five elements. Okay? With this, today's class is over. Any doubts, we'll see next class. Is it clear? ओम पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ओम शांति 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 हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम।